Several environmental and consumer groups have launched a campaign to encourage Whole Foods to change its practices on plastic packaging. In a recent report by an advocacy group that looked at 50 companies, Whole Foods received an F for its efforts to eliminate single-use packaging from its store shelves. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Janet Dominitz, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group.
Whole Foods was the first United States grocer to eliminate plastic bags at the checkout in 2008, and they removed plastic straws in their stores in 2019, and so we're just wanting them to be a champion and move along in reducing plastic waste.
Well, what are they doing? What are they doing now regarding plastic waste? As you said, they were the first big chain in the country to get rid of the single-use plastic bags. This plastic you're talking about now is what is in their food packaging.
Yeah. So in earlier this year, an organization called As You Sow, S-O-W, which is a nonprofit shareholder advocacy group. They released a report on various retail establishments' practices in using single-use plastics, and Whole Foods received an F, as in failure. And they outlined three key areas where Whole Foods is lagging on tackling plastic waste, and they are design of packaging, reusable packaging, and packaging transparency. And we just see this as an opportunity for Whole Foods to step up because, as I say, they have a history of showing that they care about this issue, but unfortunately right now they are receiving an F.
What's been the response from Whole Foods, if any?
As far as I know, there's no official response from them. But in the meantime, I have to tell you that a friend of mine texted me a photo. She has health issues and has been ordering her groceries for delivery. She has not gone out of the house. And when she saw this report, she just coincidentally had received a small delivery from Whole Foods yesterday, and the bananas were wrapped in a plastic bag. So the photo is very telling that, they're overusing plastic now. And I understand at the beginning of the pandemic, the plastics industry did not miss a beat in trying to promote plastics and single-use plastics because they saw an opportunity, and I would call it cynical, if I might, to promote single-use plastics as being more hygienic. But as you probably know, a little later in the spring, there were plenty of studies that came out and said the virus has nothing to do with how your food is packaged. The virus is transmitted through the air and contact between people. And so, all this nonsense that we shouldn't bring our reusable bags to the market is just that nonsense. So I could understand back in March, early April, that all the stores were saying, we're just going to put things in a plastic bag for now until we know what's going on. But we're months away from that now. And Whole Foods is lagging, and they need to reduce the use of plastics.
Aside from putting out this information, what is anything else being done to pressure Whole Foods to make any to make some changes in their plastic packaging?
Well, I think this is a national effort. So just to be clear, Massachusetts is part of a national effort with a coalition of organizations calling on Whole Foods to be the leader. I mean, they have, as I said earlier, blazed trails in many other ways. And so we're hoping that through our fact sheets and our social media work and our direct outreach to Whole Foods that they'll see this as an opportunity to lead again and reduce plastic pollution in our state and in our country.